Millennial men face low testosterone crisis. Doctors warn. Your phone, your food, and your shower gel may be conspiring against your testosterone. At least, that's what a growing number of urologists are telling their youngest patients. Men in their 30s and 40s are arriving at urology clinics with hormone profiles that would once have been unremarkable in men twice their age. Doctors say the pattern is new, the numbers are worsening, and the causes are hiding in plain sight. We have not seen such a decline in men in their 30s and 40s of testosterone, sexual function, sperm quality, sperm number in generations compared to generations prior to the millennium group. Gio Espinoza, a board-certified naturopathic doctor and integrative urologist, presented his findings at the recent Integrative Health Symposium. They're suffering quietly. I'm not mincing words. This is an absolute crisis. A silent decline in testosterone. Testosterone, the hormone responsible for libido, muscle mass, and overall vitality, is dropping at rates specialists describe as alarming. Some men in their 30s are presenting with levels typically associated with men in their 60s or 70s. Low testosterone is detrimental for young men because it functions as a master regulator for both physical and mental health. While levels naturally decline by 1 to 2% per year after age 30, abnormally low levels in younger men can trigger a vicious cycle of metabolic, sexual, and psychological issues. Recent research confirms this additional, age-independent decline in men. A modest decline of around 1% per decade is considered normal with age, but researchers and clinicians say that the baseline is being dramatically undercut in younger men by a convergence of factors: poor sleep, obesity, metabolic syndrome, and daily exposure to environmental chemicals. The problem is often invisible on standard lab work. Many affected men show total testosterone within normal ranges, masking a deficit in free testosterone, the biologically active form the body can actually use. Espinoza urged clinicians to look beyond standard panels and assess free testosterone alongside hormone receptor health and testosterone to estradiol ratios. Most of the men he sees report low libido, erectile dysfunction, and early signs of prostate issues, symptoms they are frequently told are stress-related or normal for their age. The screen problem. Espinoza pointed to technology's role in exacerbating hormonal decline, particularly digital overstimulation and sleep deprivation. Men in their 30s and 40s often report spending up to 9 hours daily on their phones, engaging in social media or watching pornography, habits that flood the brain with dopamine, desensitizing arousal pathways and disrupting sleep cycles. Even 1 week of sleep loss can reduce testosterone in young men by 10 to 15%, and constant exposure to screens and late-night digital activity interferes with melatonin production, which is crucial for sleep and hormone regulation. Testosterone levels are higher in men who are overall more healthy. Dr. William T. Berg, assistant professor of urology at Stony Brook Medicine and director of its men's health program, told the Epoch Times, "Sleep is important to overall health, and that ties directly into testosterone. Men who have sleep disorders, such as obstructive sleep apnea, which causes frequent nighttime awakenings, often show decreased testosterone levels," he noted. Berg cautioned that switching to night mode on your phone is insufficient, since you're still shining a bright light into your eyes. And then all of the social media and anxiety that comes with phones and emails and text messages, right? Berg added, "It all feeds into our overall lifestyle these days that is contributing to declining testosterone. What's in your plastics? An unsettling part of the picture involves what men are absorbing without knowing it. Phthalates and parabens, which Espinoza described as endocrine disruptors, interfere with the body's hormone receptors. These chemicals, found in plastics, personal care products, and even processed foods, can block testosterone production and increase estrogen activity, further impairing hormonal health. We live, unfortunately, in a very toxic environment, and we're only really starting to learn what that means," Berg said. "We've had decades of exposure to microplastics and different plastic compounds." He pointed to a 2024 study that found microplastics in both canine and human testicular tissues and said that while researchers don't fully understand their effects on the body, we have to assume they have some effects. Beyond microplastics, he pointed to the food that we eat. "What we call ultra-processed foods," Berg said. "That's not natural. I think it's kind of obvious to everyone the red and orange Cheetos are probably not healthy for you. Our bodies were not evolutionarily designed to handle these kind of chemical onslaughts, rising prostate cancer related or part of a larger pattern. Alongside falling testosterone, prostate cancer rates are climbing. According to the American Cancer Society's 2025 Prostate Cancer Statistics Report, prostate cancer diagnoses rose 3% annually starting in 2014, after declining 6.4% per year in the decade before, with the steepest increases seen for advanced stage disease, which rose 6.2% annually. The two trends, declining testosterone and rising cancer rates, might seem linked, but the relationship is more complicated than it appears. The cause of prostate cancer isn't necessarily linked to testosterone itself, Berg said. Men taking high doses of supplemental testosterone to treat a deficiency don't seem to have higher rates of prostate cancer, he noted. But if we block testosterone levels, make it very low or close to zero, that helps control prostate cancer, Berg added. So if testosterone levels are lower, the rates of prostate cancer would actually go down, but that's not the case. What both trends may share, he suggested, is a common upstream cause: chronic exposure to environmental toxins, poor nutrition, and the broader deterioration of metabolic health that characterizes modern life. We're just increasingly exposed to more toxins, more chemicals, and poorer quality food, he said. What doctors are recommending. Espinoza advocates for proactive screening of millennial men, including checking free testosterone, prostate-specific antigen levels, and metabolic health markers. Early intervention can prevent more serious issues like prostate cancer, which he notes is seeing an increase in aggressive cases among men under 55. He urges healthcare providers to consider routine PSA testing starting at age 40, especially for men with family histories. Lifestyle modifications, targeted supplements, and addressing environmental exposures are key strategies in reversing the decline. Espinoza urged men and practitioners alike to have honest, non-judgmental dialogues about digital habits, environmental toxins, sleep, and hormonal health. He emphasized that addressing these interconnected factors holistically can restore vitality and prevent long-term health consequences.